WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
I'm standing high atop Times Square in an empty recording studio, listening to a compact disc sound effects library of crowd, wind, and car horns, and hearing it all, it's easy to remember what it must have been like when people walked around at night in large cities, when thousands could gather freely in the street, in those days before the robot policeman, before the computer virus, before the new depression. But let's look back on 1989, the year when it all started over. The trouble started in the winter of 1989. A computer virus, a prank by a Cornell graduate student, suddenly began infecting other computerized devices. Digital radios turned themselves on in the middle of the night, cars with electronic ignitions suddenly sped out of control, and in one of its more bizarre incarnations, pop singer Jay Black had his entire brain short circuit in the middle of a live performance of Cara Mia. We were, as President Quayle said that February, in big trouble. A society hurtling beyond speed and noise, beyond stress, falling apart at the seams. And the first thing to go was money. On the evening of November 1st, 1989, all bank records in America had suddenly gone blank. Infected computers had apparently erased themselves during the night. We were the richest society on Earth, suddenly gone completely bust. Men stood in line in the streets buying lotto tickets. Other men walked through Wall Street wearing sandwich boards reading Live Naked Models. We were, that summer, a nation starved for thrills. 1987 had seen the baby on board sign craze. 1988 had seen the Garfield cats with suction cup paws craze. And 1989 saw a new automobile craze. 40-foot inflatable Godzillas that you stuck out of the sky roof of your car, with huge bullhorns in their mouths so you could sing along with the radio.
Just a gigolo, everywhere I go.
Hey, Tony!
People know the game I'm playing.
And moving,
pay for every dance.
Society was indeed disintegrating that summer, especially for young people. Among American teenagers, chocolate addiction was at an all-time high, and while chocolate couldn't be banned, a $40 million public service ad campaign tried its best to fight it.
Hi, I'm Evel Knievel. Some people call me a daredevil. Like the time I jumped the dangerous Snake River Canyon in my sky cycle, that was probably the greatest moment of my life. But I'll tell you something I'd never do. That's drink a glass of Bosco. No way, man. That's just stupid.
And the cry to save our youth went up again that August as 45 of the biggest names in rock and roll joined forces for a huge rally at South Africa's Cocoa Marsh Stadium. 11 billion people watched on television as Jay Black took the stage. The concert would end in a riot. Before it was over, 530 people would have lost their car keys. That fall, all musical concerts were banned. By September, all gatherings in public places were banned. And the cry rose from a ravaged American people, make the streets safe. And all of American technology responded with the L-Bots, squads of motorized robot policemen on roller skates who sang light opera. They were dressed like Elvis Presley, carried high-powered air rifles, and traveled in packs of 50. That winter, the streets belonged to the L-Bots.
I'm looking for someone. Could someone be you? I've looked high and low, and I haven't found you.
Hey, I'm just taking out the garbage. Hey, guys, I'm just walking the dog.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. All I told my class was we weren't going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Hey, boys, all I wrote was that I thought women should have the freedom of choice.
Yes, I'm a member of the ACL.
You.
I swear I didn't vote for Dukakis. You miss me.
Yeah.
And then, maybe something snapped. Maybe human beings or society in general can simply take so much noise, so much madness, before some part of our essential humanness rebels and says, "My God, what are we doing?" For we suddenly, and startlingly, chose silence and reflection. It wasn't quite a religion. It wasn't organized. But it filled some longing. As Americans, quite deliberately, that December of 1989, turned off the televisions. Let the Sunday Times turn yellow on the back porch, unread. Got out of their cars. Put away the phone answering machines. Woke up with the sun. Noted the autumn. Raked leaves. Talked to neighbors. Slept deeply. Innocently. Profoundly. And that scared some people.
Hi, I'm Evel Knievel. Some people call me a daredevil. Like the time I jumped over Hoover Dam wearing only a jockstrap, that was probably the greatest moment of my life. But I'll tell you one thing I'd never do. That's lie on my back and stare at the stars. No way, man. That's just stupid.
But life suddenly had changed. And as 1989 ended, men and women, through their own choices, searched for and found time and apparently each other.